You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. It's the WIP Morning Show. James Seltzer and Hunter Brody in for Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson hanging out. As we're coming off a brilliant, brilliant showing from Zach Wheeler yesterday. Wheeler, a complete game, one hitter, 12 strikeouts, an Austin Hayes home run away from a perfect game. When you were watching, Hunter, at what point were you, and I know it was only four innings that he got through perfect, but did you think about the no-hitter possibility early on? Because I definitely, maybe it's because it was against the Reds and the whole Halladay thing and all that, but it just felt like Wheeler had that kind of stuff early in that game.
Yeah, I don't know if I was going straight perfect game. I was just laughing, though. There's no doubt about it. I even tweeted it out. I put cracking up a minute. This is just, I don't know any other reaction other than cracking up watching these Reds hitters trying to do it. So I don't know, just because, again, it was four innings. Maybe if you were touching the six range, maybe I'd start to get to that mode.
I don't start to think till you get, like, to the seventh. I
can't help myself.
I've seen too many
I don't actually expect it, but I think about it.
I watch every baseball game, and like the first hit could come in the third inning, and I think to myself, well, there goes the no-hitter.
Every game. I am too. It's always on my mind.
It could be Taiwan Walker pitching, and he won't get through the fifth, but I still think it. You know,
always on my mind.
Yeah, I think me and Ray are just more a little bit
realistic,
professional.
That's fine.
A little bit more mature.
We're mature.
Yes,
word.
We're just professional at our jobs.
Yes, that is.
You guys
what
are
it
very
is.
Immature.
Yes.
By the way, in terms of the parallels against the Reds, one fifth inning mistake specifically to an outfielder who also played for the Phillies.
Look at you.
I know.
Jay Bruce walk.
Dude, I was such a Jay Bruceman.
I was a Jay Bruceman. He was a good Philly Jay
Bruce. I was a Jay Bruceman.
I thought Jay Bruce brought it here. I thought it was a nice little run.
I could use a Jay Bruce right about now.
Seriously, though. Actually, yes. Like a right-handed Jay Bruce.
What's he up to these days?
Yeah. You know what? Dave Dombrowski, him and David Robertson's are big acquisitions.
Let the record show that Hunter Brody just went to type to see what Jay Bruce is up to.
No,
that's not where we're at.
No.
I saw your hands go to the computer. I'm like, nope, Jay Bruce is retired.
In 2021, he hit 118 with the Yankees in 10 games.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in a second, we're going to tell you how you can win an awesome prize. But first, we've been talking about it. I need to hear it. I need to hear Scott Fransky call it. Let's hear the final out yesterday, the complete game, one hitter for Zach Wheeler.
Swung on, popped up, left field. Kepler is waiting, and he's got it. Zach Wheeler with a day for the ages today at Citizens Bank Park. A pitch away from perfect was Wheeler as he goes the distance in a 3-1 victory. A one-hitter for Wheeler.
Unbelievable.
I know. I know. It really is. It's nuts. And you know how dominant he is. So I always think it's ridiculous when you know how elite someone is, yet he does something that amazes you.
Well, yeah, he's totally that good. Totally. It's like one of those things where it's you go in expecting greatness and then you're still impressed with the greatness is an impressive thing. Because life's all about expectations and what you're, you know, the mood you're in and how things hit. I always say it with movies where it's like, you know, you go see a movie or you watch a movie and how you're feeling in the moment, the situation you're watching, and whatever has such an impact on how much you enjoy the movie and enjoy your. You can watch a movie 10 years later and think it's the best thing you've ever seen, even if you've already saw it because of the different, you know, situation.
I always thought the same thing. Yeah. So, as a movies man myself.
Yeah, you're a big movies guy.
Big movies
guy. We talked
guy.
About that. When was the last movie you saw? Like 6, 7 years ago? Something like
maybe
that?
12. They're just too long. They're just too long.
What are you talking about?
They're too long.
You have no attention.
No, but that's not. They're just.
This is a generational failing.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm just an idiot. But I just don't appreciate them.
So, what was the last movie you saw?
Oh gosh.
Oh god. I'm like nervous.
What do you watch, bros?
I watch the Kardashians every episode. They're the best. I'm trying to make my own version of that called the Brodies.
Oh no.
Yup, the Brodies. And
can we come up with a creative name?
Yeah.
Or anything?
No. Brodies. What's wrong with that? Keeping up with the Brodies? I don't know. But yeah, love the Kardashians. I watch Jersey
Bringing
Shore
it with the Brodies.
Every season of Jersey Shore on repeat in my household.
Oh god.
Love it. It's just great TV. Love Island. I love reality. My favorite, Selling Sunset. These women that sell these big houses, multi-million-dollar homes.
Rhodes, I have, as I may have mentioned, I have a 15, about to turn 16, and he had a friend down this weekend. And I come into the house, and they're watching TV, and I go, what are you guys watching? Oh, Love Island. I go, oh, I never heard of it. Then I walked by, and I stopped, and I was like, oh, now I know why you're watching it.
What?
Really?
What?
The women.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
In bikinis and high heels.
Oh, wow. Is that the show?
Yeah, that's the show.
Well, great show. I'm just looking out for their best interests.
All about the content.
Yes,
yeah.
You know, they're looking for love, Rhea, please.
Seems to be a lot of content. Yeah,
they're
looking for
love. How dare you? These women are just out there trying to
find
their match.
You watch Real Housewives, too? Is that not your demographic?
That is great television.
Yeah, I just figured,
that is what I'm talking about. Wow. Oh, let me watch a movie that was on a high-ranking list and won an award. Yes. No. Let's watch Khloe Kardashian figure out why she can't find a loved one.
I believe it's called art.
Art.
Yes.
Well,
art.
I think there's art in the shows I mentioned.
Really?
Yup.
Yeah, it's on the walls.
They probably do have nice art on the walls. They got some money, so that helps. All right. Well, that's disappointing. I don't really know what else to say. 215-592-9494. However, so have you seen the films of Adam Sandler?
Sure, Happy Gilmore is one of my all-time classics.
He's a hockey guy.
Will you watch Happy Gilmore too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
All right, so that's going to end the movie drought.
Yeah.
We did it.
There's a few.
There you go.
It's Happy Gilmore, it's Sandler. There's a few comfort ones.
Okay.
Adam Sandler's in the comfort zone of my movie watching.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. So we found the zone, which is good.
Billy Madison.
Yeah. It's really great
Come
stuff.
On,
Look at you.
Man.
That is art.
That
there's
is art.
Art right there.
That is art.
It is. There's some art in there. You know, there's a little art in there. I love it. Well, guess what? If you are listening right now, you also, if you are an Adam Sandler fan, have the chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler. It's the You're My Best Friend tour on September 19th at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But you can win those tickets right here, right now. We were talking before and listening to, you know, Hunter Brody. 30-year-old Hunter Brody has made me feel a little old at the age of 43, soon to be 44. We were talking about what makes you feel old this morning. So for your chance to win the Adam Sandler side topic tickets here, I want you to tell me what makes you feel old. And Hunter Brody is not old comparatively, but Hunter, give me something that makes you feel old.
Well, for the first time since hanging up the skates, I decided to play a little men's league hockey.
Oh, buddy. All right?
Didn't stretch, did not hydrate properly. When I tell you the hamstring felt like it ripped off the bone, when I tell you it was the second period and my body was shaking because I was so out of shape, I mean, it's just getting back to being active. Mm. I used to do that 2 times a day and, you know, working my ass off, competing, trying to make the lineup and this and that. And it was just another day at the office. I mean, I was in the corners for 7 seconds. So I'm like, go ahead, dude, take the puck. So it's getting back into physical competition. I was like, dude,
But you do your takes while you're on skates.
I do, but that's a nice leisure around the neighborhood. Hey, sure, Bill, how's it going? You know, oh, I know. It's every day. And in the beginning, I did it shirtless. Thank God I got back to putting clothes on
it's
and my shirt on.
Yeah, it's important.
I know. The neighbors are like, sunglasses. I had a Santa hat on during Christmas. I'm rollerblading.
Well, this is bringing it with the Broads. You know, this is content for that.
Part of the show. But yeah, anyway, physical activity.
You gotta bring people in. Yeah, look, my hamstring actually would have ripped off my bone if I tried to do that. So, you know, I think you got lucky on that one. Rhea Hughes, what makes you feel?
That next month I will be here almost as long as Broads has been alive.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean,
that makes me feel old.
I'm very disappointed in the reaction. It's almost like a smack in the face. Congratulations, Rhea.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're really happy to hear your success.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
What a queen you are. I agree. Dan Wilson, who is also not old, what makes you feel old?
I would say I'm 27, so understandably everything's relative here. But I started feeling old when, like, athletes on the sports teams I root for started becoming younger than me.
Oh my God.
Like,
this is
like Vijay Edgecombe was born in 2005.
Oh gosh.
Like, come on. Like, I was in first grade when that happened. Like,
I'm older when
you know,
he was born.
I'm older than Jalen Hurts. We graduated high school the same year. Like, for a while there, it was the same age. Now these guys are distinctly younger than me. Also, guys who I grew up watching, their kids are now playing sports. Like, Larry Fitzgerald's kid just committed to Notre Dame. It's like, no. Like, that
that blew me away.
That can't be real.
He
just retired.
So I'm already on the other end of that, where I was just praying that Tom Brady would keep on playing because he was the only player in the four major sports older than me. That was it. As soon as Tom Brady retired, I became older than everyone. And Nelson Cruz, but he was first. So, like, that was it.
You're older than everyone in sports.
And Rich Hill was there for me for a moment, but he was kind of in and out. But that's the point, is I knew the players were older than me because I would track them and be like, Rich Hill got a contract! I'm not the old, I got this. And then Rich Hill was gone again. And, you know, so yes, I think about this far too often.
Isn't it crazy, though, to think that the guys who do play at 40?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
41-42. They're playing against Jared Verse.
Dude,
escaping the puck. Here's Jalen Carter chasing. He's a 42-year-old man.
As a 43-year-old man, like, I hurt when I take a nap. I wake up from my nap, my whole body hurts. And I'm like, I can't imagine.
I know.
Competing at a high level against a 25-year-old in the prime of their physical life. No, I can't. It seems asinine to me. It seems ridiculous. Something else that seems ridiculous I saw yesterday. Sylvester Stallone's 79 years old.
Wow.
Right?
He looks good.
He does.
He does look better than almost 80.
Keeping it tight.
He's got a good show.
That made me feel old. Also, Michael Douglas retiring from acting. Did you see that? 80 years old?
Yesterday. The last thing he was in... it was a TV show, a streamer, and I got to remember the name of it. He was excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh God, it's going to kill me. Kaminsky.
Oh, the Kaminsky method. Yeah. You're right. Oh, yeah, he wasn't that.
Phenomenal.
He was in the Ant-Man movies and all that. But Michael Douglas retiring from acting to JD, that made me feel old too. All right, 215-592-9494. The best answer for what makes you feel old. You have the chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler at the Wells Fargo Center on September 19th. A great, great prize for you. Also, let's get to the Guida window to the weekend.
Sure. Guida door and window, baby. Ain't that the truth? Take advantage of Guida door and window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
All right, so we've obviously been talking about the Phillies baseball action this weekend, but also last night we found out the All-Star Game action, Broads. A little bit of snub action for the Phils. Two Phillies make the All-Star Game, Zach Wheeler and Kyle Schwarber. I think those were the locks coming in. We all expected those two to make the team. That was it. I was surprised. I expected at least a chance for Christopher Sanchez, for Ranger Suarez. And look, people might, you know, not love him, you know, because of, you know, he hasn't been the best his entire time here. But Trey Turner
was having an All-Star year.
He ranks one or two in every major statistical category for National League shortstops.
Leads the NL in hits.
Yeah, leads the NL in hits. I can get me annoyed with Trey Turner. Like, Trey Turner should be an All-Star. What do you make of the All-Star snubs and who made it?
It's disappointing. I think Sanchez probably should be in there, and Trey should be in there as well. And yeah, Ranger, you just keep running through the list. Obviously, at some point, someone you think who should make it won't. That's just the nature of it. But to see three on your list, I'm just hoping this is what comes out of it. They get pissed off. You know, you're right. I am not the biggest Trey supporter in the world, but he deserved to be an All-Star this year. And if you get snubbed, maybe that gives you a little bit of some oomph. You know what I mean? Like, these guys don't think I'm good enough, and then you go out there and you perform, and it makes us better by the end of it. I'm hoping that's the positive out of it. But there's no doubt there could have been four or five guys on the Phillies, and then there's other teams that have guys that are just okay that get denied. We've had the luxury of getting one of those guys thrown in there over the years before the Bryce Harper experience. So it just kind of is what it is, but I'm hoping it adds fuel to the fire to some of these guys that got snubbed to piss them off and to go out there and perform at a higher clip.
It'd be very Eagles of them if it did.
That's,
you know,
all.
Maybe take a lesson from the team across the street.
That's
they
right.
would use that as fuel. They would talk about it. They'd be like, what? What happened here?
I know.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, I'm not too upset about it. I do think Trey Turner should be an All-Star. I think he deserved it. I think Sanchez will probably get in. Chris Sale was elected
out.
All-Star.
Yeah.
He's going to be out for the game.
Rhea, I don't want Ranger to pitch.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. Rhea, you've been hesitant to embrace Trey Turner, I think we could say. I've seen you and Ruben tomorrow go back and forth with some pretty heated arguments.
We were arguing yesterday.
There you go. What'd you make of the Turner snub?
It was totally a slip. I mean, look, the numbers are there. But the stupid rule that every player's got to have, you know, somebody on there, it's ridiculous.
So I don't hate the rule. Like, I've always been okay with it.
Listen, if
so when you're a kid and you want to see your team play in the All-Star game,
well, then get a better team.
I grew up with the worst team, and that was the Phillies.
Yes.
Okay? Like, my entire childhood, we were the worst, and I cared about seeing a Philly in the All-Star game.
I don't think kids are like that.
Oh, I agree. I don't think anyone cares about the All-Star game anymore.
Well, that's my whole point. They don't care about it. So is it going to make some 10-year-old kid watch the All-Star game because a player on his terrible baseball team is in it?
Yeah, no. Odubel Herrera's playing. Let me go watch Odubel.
Probably
Pat Neshek got in,
probably not. Yeah. I just never hated the rule, but I agree, you know, players who deserve it do get snubbed because of it.
Yeah,
but
just put the best players in.
Yeah, I generally agree. I like the rule. I don't hate the rule, but I do think it ended up, you know, hurting the Phillies here. We'll see what happens. I feel like all these guys end up getting in because players don't go and injuries happen.
Well, Sanchez pitches Sunday anyway, so I don't think he would.
So wouldn't, there you go. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. If you want to react, if you are angry, please let us know at 215-592-9494. Let's go back to phones and talk to our buddy Neil in the Northeast. What up, Neil?
Hey, hey, James. Hey, Hunter. Hey, Rhea.
What up, Neil?
Rhea, so now Clark's 16. How's William
not
doing?
Yet.
And how are the kids? You know, like, not, how old
not,
are they
yeah, he's
now?
16 next month. So, yes.
Almost 16.
Almost 16, yes.
Oh, boy.
He's
the
great.
Years
He's
go
great
by.
Kid.
Tell
yep.
me about it.
They
yeah,
do.
So.
It's crazy,
yeah.
Neil. I know.
Yeah. Oh, talk about the lean years games. I remember the Braves 14 division titles, you know, like with the, you know, like. You know,
I do too, pal. I do too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, they have the big three, really, with pitching. Wheeler's the Cy Young candidate. I think Rangers are Cy Young candidate, and I think Sanchez are the big three. And hopefully Lizardo pitches better. And I think I would bring up Painter after the All-Star break. And, oh, I heard Jim Salisbury on, and he actually thinks Dombrowski is going to make a move, you know, whether it's Batista or Chapman, you know, like go for a reliever. And I think it maybe an add-in player might be Ward with the Angels.
Taylor Ward, like, yeah. He's got a lot, he's got the power, but he's batting like .210 or something. The average
know,
has been low.
I know, but he also has 20 home runs and like 50-something RBI.
Yeah, no, I so know. Could, he's fine. Taylor Ward, I don't think he would cost a ton. You know, he's older. He's in his 30s. I think Taylor Ward would be a fine addition. I don't think he's a, you know, a huge move the needle guy, but I do think Taylor Ward would be fine.
And I actually
and he's right-handed,
think
which would help.
I still think I would bring up Crawford, you know. I mean, Marsh is doing a job, you know, now. So stay with Mark. Maybe alternate Kemp and Kempler, you know, because Kempler, you know, Max Kempler, like a 250 hitter with Minnesota, so he picks it up a little bit. You know, like he has been hitting like home runs or doubles more. If he picks the average up to 250, you know, you got that. And Castellanos, you know, I would like to see more home runs with him, like the hitter he was with the Reds.
I think we
or
all
even
would.
The Marlins,
yeah.
You know, like, you know, hitting like 25,
yeah.
30 home runs.
I wouldn't count on that, Neil. Look, he can go on stretches. I mean, look at the playoffs a couple years ago against the Braves. I mean, he did something literally no one else in the history of the sport has done. He can do that, but I wouldn't count on it. Neil, you got an answer for us for what makes you feel old?
First, before that, I would definitely re-sign Kyle Schwarber. I think like a four-year deal, you know, because his 40 or 50 home runs, he really carries the team, and he's like fifth in home runs now, and he's an all-star. But I think Turner actually deserves it with the number of hits. Like, he needs the National League in hits.
I agree. He should be there.
Okay, so one of the things that makes you feel old, gray hair. You know, like I remember Johnny Carson or Bob Barker or Alex Rebeck. They had the gray hair, and I have the gray hair, so that makes it feel old.
I feel you, Neil. Good call. I definitely have noticed more and more grays as the year goes on. It's always fun when my Emily, my wife, will be like, "Wow, you got a lot of gray in your hair." I'm like, "Thanks."
Oh, thanks.
She's like, "No, I like it." I'm like, "No." It's
well,
okay.
Some women think that is
no, it's all right.
the turn on.
Yeah,
so it's not a not a smack in the face.
Yeah, it's what it
using
is.
Using just for men. Yeah.
No, I'm fine going gray. I'm good with that. Yeah, it is what it is.
I just don't want to lose my hair. I need this flow.
I got my hair, so that's all I care about.
Where is your hair going, bro?
Well, I don't know. My grandfather on both sides, bald.
Wow.
So. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying? My father, bald.
Oh, no.
Is that why you wear a baseball cap? Oh,
no. I love the lettuce. Is it's without the hair, I'm not funny. You know, same person, hair, not funny. I need hair. It just, it creates
this
the personality.
This implies that you're funny now, though.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, I'm just basing it off of your reaction. That's all. I'm just basing it off of the reaction that just happened.
Yeah, should we take Neil's advice and start just combining Otto Kemp and Max Kempler?
I didn't know which guy he was talking about until he said Minnesota.
He said Kempler, and I was like, Kempler. Which way we going? All right, Twitter poll question of the day. Sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Here's a question today. Best Phillies pitcher this century. Four possible answers. We got Cole Hamels, Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee, and Zach Wheeler. I think it'll probably be a two-horse race, but we threw the other two in there for respect. I think they deserve to be thrown in there, but I'm guessing it'll come down to two. We'll check the results later in the show. All right, 215-592-9494. Get online now. Your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. Give us what makes you feel old, plus talking Phils. I want to get into the Bryce Harper thing coming up next. Harper has been really, really a disaster since coming back from the IL. We'll get into the Harper thing, how concerned you are, what it means for this team. And again, your calls on where you're at with the Phillies. Would you invest in this team? Should Dave Dombrowski go all in? 215-592-9494. We're coming right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.